Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 19th edition. We have a five-game early slate and an eight-game main slate to break down for you. Hope you guys enjoy the wild and wacky Tuesday on the diamond. Offense galore. Good luck to anybody that survived that mess for season-long and DFS purposes. My goodness, that was a wild one. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. All the content you need there. If you play PGA DFS, you got the British Open preview on the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, plus a new episode of Bench with Bubba with Ben Tidd dropped on Tuesday. Got Bubba in the Bloom on Thursday, daily first pitch podcast, and then all my written content, you'll find it over there. Let's get out of here. Totals on your five-game early slate. Dodgers, Orioles, 9.5. That's the only total we have for now because there's just pure chaos everywhere, and we're waiting to see how it all lines out. But we do have some DFS plays for you. We'll run through it quickly. Julio Urias is $9,500 at the Baltimore Orioles. This is one I like quite a bit. Urias has really figured it out in his last two starts. He's been off the IL for three starts now. His last two, he's been very, very effective, throwing six innings in each start, two earned runs total, 15 total strikeouts against the Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's been great to see. And now he goes to take on an Orioles team, which, you know, never the easiest task in the world. Pretty good offense there in Baltimore. But it's an Orioles team over the last month of the season is striking out a whopping, as my page still loads, 26.3% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting .259 with a .138 ISO. I like Urias quite a bit if you can pay up at $9,500. He's still kind of on a weird pitch count, 85 and 88 pitches in his last two, so he's got to be efficient. He only has one walk in each of those starts. But if he can do that, he's in for a big one against Baltimore. The guy I like the most, and you should know it by now, is my bae, Brian Bello, $9,100 at the Oakland Athletics. Bello with another quality start in his last outing. That gives him seven straight quality starts in nine of his last 11. Five Ks his last time. He has five or more Ks in three of his last four or four of his last five, if you want to go even deeper there. He just brings an amazing floor to the game with the ceiling that comes with it, but definitely a great floor. And he's taking on the A's, which is always a great spot to be. So Pivetta on Monday night, get the job done. An ace team striking out 25% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting .216 with a .136 ISO. So like Bello quite a bit. Going down cheaper, though, Dean Kramer against the Dodgers. If you like tournament and like rolling the dice, Kramer at 79 is in play. With Dodgers offense, it's no joke. Kramer's coming off back-to-back strong out. He's 13 innings, two earned runs, 18 Ks. That's between the Marlins and at the New York Yankees. It's the Dodgers, though. So, you know, grain of salt stuff, 21% K rate, .260 average, .205 ISO. They're going to make you earn it. So in tournaments, I like Kramer, but just know lots of risk with that for a little bit of reward. So for the most part on this five-game slate, I want to pay for Urias and Bello and go from there. Now, when you're looking at bats on the five-game slate, you could attack a lot of places, including using Jonah Heim versus Lytle of Tampa Bay. It's going to be a bullpen game for the Rays. So Heim's $4,500 if you want to go there. You got Elias Diaz and Coors at $4,300 versus Brandon Beak. That's one as well. Yainer Diaz at $4,200 versus Austin Gomber. We always like attacking Austin Gomber. So you got a couple, you have a handful of 4K options at catcher if you like. Going down cheaper though, Martin Maldonado's $2,900 in Coors versus Gomber. If you want to punt the catcher's position, that will be an option as well. And that's honestly about it at the position for now. We'll get some getaway days. Maybe you get like a Jacob Stallings at $2,400 versus Daniel Hudson. Hudson's not that good. So the Marlins could be some nice savings on this slate. Be another one to take a peek at. First base, or if you want to fade Kramer, Freddie Freeman, $6,100 is totally fine. Yandy Diaz at 48 versus John Gray. John Gray has been horrific since his blister injury. So Tampa Bay is very live. You got Diaz at 48. You got Luke Raley at 45. I love Boston versus Waldichuk on Wednesday. So Justin Turner at $4,300 versus a lefty is very, very enticing as well. You got CJ Cronin Coors at 4K. That's fine. Jose Abreu though at 36 versus Gomber is a phenomenal value. Should be very popular on the slate. And again, if you want some Marlins savings, Garrett Cooper at $3,100 versus Hudson is a very, very nice one as well. And yeah, it's probably about where I'll drop it there. Second base, Betts at 63. Totally cool. Simeon at 58. Yes, we're on board with that. But some savings for you. Dubon in Coors is $4,100. He's an option for you. Westberg, I'm not looking to fade Urias, but Westberg's 3K. Gelof's 28, too. I don't really want to fade. But Christian Arroyo at $2,800. Enrique Hernandez at 27. Two values in Boston. I prefer Arroyo over Enrique, but both are decent punts for you on the slate. Third base position for you, you got Gunnar Henderson at 49 versus Urias. Bregman at 47, I like quite a bit versus Gomber. That's a good pay-up spot. So is Josh Young. Ryan McMahon went deep again on Tuesday. Dude's having a great season. He's $4,400 for his BLAC. That's a good piece of savings. Isak Paredes at 38 is a nice value for Tampa Bay when it comes to their overall pricing on the slate. And then like Gene Segura at $2,800 for Miami versus Hudson would be another cheapie. So Miami is definitely going to be my salary relief on this slate when I'm paying up for two pitchers. Shortstop, you got Corey Seager at 62. Wander Franco at 59 is a really good price tag. Jeremy Peña returned to the lineup on Tuesday. He's 45, while Mauricio Dubon is also 41 with Houston. He is second base shortstop eligible. Lower 3K range, though, you got John Birdie at $3,200. He's third base shortstop. If you need him, I prefer him at shortstop over third base. Enrique Hernandez at $2,700. Mentioned him earlier. He'd be another one. Joey Wendell, if he's back in the Miami lineup, he's $2,400. He's another cheap piece of Miami. Outfield, you got Betts at 63, Tucker at 6K, both fine. Arozarena at 57 could be overlooked. I like that quite a bit in his matchup. Josh Lowe hit a home run on Monday. That was good to see. He's $4,900 versus John Gray, so he could be in play. Luke Raley as well. Masataka Yoshida, I don't care if it's lefty-lefty, he's $4,400. He's worth a look. Going down cheaper, though, Nolan Jones is 4K versus BLAC. Jaron Duran might get the day off versus lefty. We'll see. He's $3,900, so he's in play also. Jerickson Profar likely leading off for Colorado at $3,600 is a nice price tag versus BLAC. But like some more Miami savings, Brian De La Cruz, $3,500 is an outstanding savings on this slate. Jose Siri's $3,400 for Tampa Bay versus Gray. Chaz McCormick and Coors is only 33. That's outstanding. We're looking at price points. Corey Julks at 3K. He might get the day off as a lefty. Jesus Sanchez is only $2,900, one of the better GPP values you'll find on the slate with Jesus Sanchez. Ref Snyder will probably get the start, potentially lead off for Boston with the lefty Waldichuk on the mound. So Ref Snyder at $2,800 could be another really, really nice value on the slate. Jake Myers of Houston at 28 as well. So you could do some serious savings. I like some of these savings in the outfield better than some of those middle infield savings we discussed on this slate. Dean Myers, $2,500 versus Hudson, another nice cheap Miami piece. He hits ninth, which is kind of a bummer, but makes for an okay wraparound piece with your Miami Marlins. So recapping your five-game early slate, nothing too crazy here, but we got Urias and Bayo are my main guys up top. If you want to roll the dice, you can go Dean Kramer at 79, but I'm pretty much paying up for Urias and Bayo on this slate. And then I'm stacking Tampa Bay versus John Gray is really strong. I love the Miami value versus Hudson. And then you got Houston, Colorado, preferably the Houston side, and love Boston as well. So I could see a little bit of Miami-Boston action and just fading Coors to be contrarian or sneaking some Coors in there as well.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right. 8-game main slate to preview here starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Padres, Jays total 9. White Sox, Mets 8.5. Giants, Reds, Great American Small Park 10.5. D-backs, Braves 10. They put up 29 runs on Tuesday. Tigers, Royals 8.5. Twins, Mariners 7.5. As you can tell, plenty of offense yet again on this slate. Pitching-wise, you got E-Rod, Eduardo Rodriguez, $9,500 at the Kansas City Royals. E-Rod, you know, he's been, made two starts since returning from the IL. First start against Oakland, not great. Bounced back against Seattle very nicely. 5 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks. He has 7 Ks in both starts, which is great to see. That's what we want to see. And now he gets to face a Kansas City Royals team that over the last month has struggled a ton versus left-handed pitching. The Royals are striking out 31% of the time versus lefties over the last month. 253 average, .078 ISO. As volatile as E-Rod can be, I like him a lot at $9,500, especially because the next two guys are very, very viable on this slate. So E-Rod might get overlooked because people won't want to pay the price tag for him based on the other options close by. So I like E-Rod at $9,500 quite a bit. And I don't mind pairing him with Luis Castillo at $9,300 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Castillo, 5 innings, 3 earned, only 5 Ks in his last outing against Detroit. Not as ideal as you'd like, but he was great at Houston, struggled against Tampa Bay, great against Washington. Overall, having a great season. The consistency has not been there over like the last month for Castillo, but he gets a Minnesota team striking out quite a bit, almost 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last month, hitting .257 with a .183 ISO. So Castillo at 93 is very, very much in play. I like the E-Rod pivot over Castillo in tournaments. If you want to pair the two, I'm there. In cash games, you go Castillo. That's the way I look at that total package. Charlie Morton's always an interesting tournament play. I'll never turn Charlie down. You're going to get 5 or 6 innings, handful of runs maybe, and decent amount of strikeouts, especially against Arizona, who strikes out quite a bit. But you could go Morton if you want. Verlander at $8,800, he's becoming priced a little bit more appropriately. His overall production has not been great, but he's given you 5 innings, 3 in runs or less, and he's given you, you know, 5 or more Ks. He's walked too many guys his last time out against the Dodgers. And then get back to limiting the walks, he could put you 15 to 25 points. Like, I don't know if he's got the big, big ceiling he once had, but he's been productive. And now he faces a White Sox team, 24% K rate, .243 average, .154 ISO versus righties. So I'm not like all in on Verlander, but he's very much in play on a slate like this where pitching's very, very murky, especially the farther down we go. Speaking of farther down we go, Yu Darvish, $8,000 at the Jays is a phenomenal tournament play. First start out of the All-Star break, 6 innings, 1 run, 9 Ks at Philadelphia. That was great to see because he had scuffled for 4 straight starts between battling illness and just struggling in general. And maybe he goes back to struggling. We shall see. But it was great to see that Darvish still has it in him, which makes him a great tournament play. Toronto striking out nearly 23% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting .257 with a .167 ISO. So a guy like Darvish at 8K makes for a great tournament play, especially when most will go to Kenta Maeda at $7,800, and I have no problem with that. Maeda only went 3 innings in his last outing because he walked 4 guys. They're keeping him between 80 and 85 pitches for the most part. He got to 80 pitches in 3 innings. He's out. That's kind of the way it goes. Before that, it was 5 innings and 3 straight starts off the IL, 1 or 2 runs or less, and he had all the strikeouts in 2 out of the 3 starts. And he gets a Seattle team striking out over 27% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 231 with a 178 ISO. So Maeda is very, very solid on this slate of $7,800. I got no problem with it. Just makes for Darvish to be a nice contrarian tournament play, similar to Erod over Luis Castillo. After that, nothing. I don't want anything else below that. So the main pitchers for you, Erod, Luis Castillo, Darvish, and Maeda are my main four. But Morton and Verlander can't be completely ignored. I'll be completely honest on that one. So we'll see how that pans out. Hitting on this eight-game main slate for you here. Catcher's position, you got Sean Murphy going against Ryan Nelson at 59. Braves are very much back in play versus Ryan Nelson. Travis d'Arnaud had the day off on Tuesday. He's got a year extension for $8 million next season. So he's $4,600 versus Nelson. That could be a nice little spot for him. Going down farther, though, you got like Patrick Bailey versus Ashcraft. Bailey had the day off on Tuesday. So I like Bailey at $3,700 versus Graham Ashcraft in Great American Small Park. Those teams put on a fireworks show on Tuesday. Wouldn't be shocked if we saw another one on Wednesday. So Bailey at 37 is very, very much in play. Keep mentioning Kyber Ruiz, another double-digit night on the diamond. He's $3,500 versus Kyle Hendricks. So Washington will be another night for value if you want to go value shopping with the Nats. Francisco Alvarez, $3,600, double-donged on Tuesday, facing Touki Toussaint. So I like Francisco at $3,600 quite right yet again. Other than that, though, value-wise, not a ton at first glance. Luis Campusano would be the only one. He's $2,100. Got activated from the IL on Tuesday. It is Jose Barrios, who I respect, but Campusano's got that GPP punt upside. First base, got Matt Olson at $6,200 versus Nelson. Totally cool with that. Christian Walker double-donged on Tuesday. He's 51 versus Morton. Probably not one of my favorite plays, but good for tournaments. I got Spencer Steer at 49 versus Stripling. Reds are very much in play versus Stripling. Pete Alonso at 49 has been struggling since that wrist injury, but interesting play there for Touki Toussaint. Votto went deep on Tuesday. He's 46 for Stripling. That's the guy I'd want if I'm picking a Reds first baseman. You get the savings plus the matchup. Spencer Torkelson double-donged on Tuesday with a facing a garbage lefty and some Royals bullpen. Well, he gets Ryan Yarbrough on Wednesday. So Torque at 38, another really good tournament spot there for your team. Going down farther, though, like Joey Meneses at $3,500. He went deep on Tuesday. Again, he gets Hendricks on Wednesday. He's worth a look. And then below 3K, usually not a ton right now. Trey Cabbage, but it's lefty-lefty. Cabbage probably gets the day off. That's the way I would see that. Second base, Ozzie Albies at 61 is great. The Braves are priced up accordingly. I'm glad DK is doing this because they're just a juggernaut. Doesn't matter what stadium they're in. So 61 for Ozzie Albies is very, very nice. Jonathan India at 48 versus Stripling is awesome as well. Going down cheaper, though, Trevor Williams is pitching for Washington. So guys like Christopher Morel at 43, he got scratched with neck tightness on Tuesday. He was expected to DH or pinch hit and then be back in the lineup on Wednesday. So Morel at $4,300, if he's in the lineup, definitely in play for you. Andy Abanez at $3,300 versus Yarbrough, likely hitting towards the top of the order for Detroit in his matchup. Why did I not see him on this page? So on the hitting side of things, they show Shohei Ohtani pitching. He's not on the pitching side. So check the cheat sheet out for that because Ohtani would be in play, of course. But farther down here, hitters after Abanez at $3,300. Got Edward Julian at 3K if you're fading Luis Castillo. Don't mind it. The Twins got to Brandon Wu tonight. So keep that one in mind. And then other than that, in the below 3K range, like Casey Schmidt at 25 and Great American, if you're really, really getting crazy with your giant stacks, but overall, pretty much that does it. Third base, Ellie De La Cruz at 64 is a great play. Austin Riley went deep again on Tuesday's 51. That's a great play as well. If you're going down a little cheaper, though, like J.D. Davis versus Ashcraft at 41 would be one. Jaime Candelario at 38 versus Hendricks would be one as well. He went deep on Monday. Patrick Wisdom, $3,300. He's homered in back-to-back games. Might get the day off because there's no lefty on the mound, but if he's in the lineup, makes for a great tournament play at 33. And then below, Wilmer Flores double-donged on Tuesday. He's $3,100 for Graham Ashcraft as Flores is really heating up since coming off the IL. Actually talked about him on recent podcasts and articles, so go get yourself some Wilmer in your life. And then Eugenio Suarez, he's homered in back-to-back games. He's only $2,700 for Kenta Maeda. That makes for a very enticing tournament play. Christian Encarnacion Strand's up to $2,500. He had his first career home run on Tuesday. That's still far too cheap for Christian Encarnacion Strand versus Stripling at 25. So you could definitely play him as well. Shortstop position for you. You got McClain at 57, which is awesome. Bobby Witt Jr. at 48 versus Erod. If you're fading Erod, I'm on board with that. But Francisco Lindor at 47 is a great pay-up spot if you don't want to go all the way to the top, going up against Touki Toussaint. I don't stack the Mets a ton, but it's a great, great spot there versus Touki on Wednesday. Some other guys to look at, though, going down to the 3K range. You got C.J. Abrams at $3,200, who I like versus Hendricks quite a bit. B-Craw, if he's in the lineup, he's $2,500 versus Ashcraft. He'd be your punt at the position. Outfield, Acuna at 65 is always good. No problem there at all. Corbin Carroll in tournaments at 58. I'm on board with that. Jake Fraley went deep on Tuesday. He's a great play at 51 versus Stripling. Spencer Steers there. So you got those going for you. TJ Friedl's up to 45. That's totally great. Cody Bellinger as well at 44 will get overlooked on this slate. He's swinging it well. You got Jock Jams at 44 and Great American. So a couple nice mid 4K options for you there. Michael Harris is only $4,100 versus Nelson. That's a cheaper piece of Atlanta for you. Someone to circle. If you're fading Carlos Rodon, which I don't hate because he still has not looked right since coming back from the IL, Hunter Renfro loves facing lefties. He's $3,800, makes for an enticing tournament option for you. Cheaper place for you, Kerry Carpenter of the Detroit Tigers. We'll see if he's in the lineup because it's lefty-lefty, but he's really heating up out of the break. He's $3,500 versus Yarbrough. Ian Happ at 34. Hopefully he can continue hitting it well. Suzuki hit a monster shot on Tuesday. He's 33 versus Trevor Williams. But you get some more cheap Giants in Great American. You got Conforto at 33 versus Ashcraft. He has a good game on Tuesday. We'll get to another guy shortly. Like they mispriced these guys down there. Conforto at 33 is a good value. A few other options down here. Yastrzemski is the other one at 3K. He had a nice game on Tuesday as well. So a couple cheap outfielders for the Giants in Great American Small Park for some sweet, sweet value. Will Benson went deep again. He's $2,800 in Great American. So you can get some really good pieces of Great American Small Park at a price that is too good to be true. And then other than that, we'll have to check lineups. Maybe Sam Hilliard's back in the lineup at $2,400 for the Braves with Eddie Rosario battling his hamstring injury. Recapping the pitching for you, Erod at 95 I like a lot, especially as a tournament pivot off of Luis Castillo, who I do like as well as $9,300. Castillo cash, Erod tournament, or pair them both. If you want to go Verlander 88, I get it on this slate. I'm cool with that. But Darvish at 8K, Maeda at 78 are outstanding as well. And if Otani is in the lineup, he's not priced to pitch right now. So can't help you there, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. If you're stacking things up on this slate, love Great American Small Park, like both sides of the spectrum, Cincinnati a little more than the Giants, but Giants bring you some really sweet value on the slate. I think the Mets versus Toussaint makes for a very good tournament look. Atlanta versus Nelson's obviously great. And then I don't mind the Cubs-White Sox action there. That should be fun with Hendricks and Williams for the Cubs side, but Washington has been very good and very good value as well. So give me Great American with the Mets is where I'm starting things out at this first look. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. 5-game early, 8-game main slate for you on this Wednesday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDENTREK, BDENTREK. Hope you all have a great day. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Thursday's action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 19th edition of the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/GET100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.